BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nichols. There's all of the latest news and weather coming up. We find out about pharmacy deserts and strawberries going to waste. First, a look ahead to tomorrow, and Tim Harford begins a new series of statistical scrutiny.
The numbers we hear in the news and in the headlines can be slightly confusing.
685 years to clear the waiting list.
Here at More or Less, help is on hand as we investigate these curious claims to find out the truth.
Do you think it's true that there are more potholes in the UK than there are pothole-sized craters on the moon?
Definitely not.
No number is too big or small.
The cost still adds up to £71 billion.
And no topic is too trivial.
Is the weight of all the ants in the world the same as the weight of all the humans in the world?
More or Less, with me, Tim Harford, Wednesday mornings at 9 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, now on Radio 4, here's Darren Bett.
Thanks very much, Caroline. Good morning. This is the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 3rd of September. There are warnings of gales in Viking, north at Sierra and south at Sierra. The general synopsis at midnight: low, Fair Isle, 1002, expected 300 miles east-northeast of Iceland, 999, by midnight tonight. New low, expected 40s, 1011, by the same time. So to the area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra. Cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, becoming westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, then variable, 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches in 40s, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in 40s. Tyne, variable, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dogger, variable 3 or less, becoming west or northwest 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight, south 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames. Cyclonic 2 to 4 at first in northwest Humber, otherwise southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay. Southwesterly at first in Dover and White, otherwise westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Biscay, northwesterly 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, northerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in the south, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, northwest backing southwest for a time, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Westerly or southwesterly at first in Malin and Hebrides, otherwise northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Rockall and Bailey. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first except in West Faroes, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 5 or 6 for a time in the east, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 3, 7 miles, 1009, falling more slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 3, 7 miles, 1006, falling more slowly. Lerwick, west southwest 5, drizzle, 1600 metres, 1000, falling. Lucas, west-southwest, 3, 11 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Bridlington, west-northwest, 1, 1010, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest, 4, 5 miles, 1012. Jersey, west by south, 3, 15 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Scilly Automatic, north-northwest, 3, 9 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Valentia, west-northwest, 2, 11 miles, 1015, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, north-northwest, 1, 1012, now falling. And Malinhead, south by west, 3, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Now here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation, a developing area of low pressure over England will move away slowly northeastwards during the course of Tuesday, leaving a mainly west to northwesterly airflow across the United Kingdom. The associated weather will be changeable, with most places having showers or outbreaks of rain. So Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3, then north or northwest 3 or 4 later. Fair, then rain or showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the south, becoming variable 2 at times in the north. Fair, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Showers. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or northwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then westerly or northwesterly 2 or 3 later. Rain or drizzle, then showers, perhaps thundery for a time. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Drizzle at times, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle at first in the east, otherwise showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northwest, backing southwest 2 to 4, veering northwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 2 to 4, backing west or southwest 3 to 5, then veering northwest again later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, west or southwest, veering west or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, then showers, good. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, west or southwest 2 to 4, veering west or northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later. Fair then rain or drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Adnamuckan Point, south or southwest, veering west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable mainly north 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Adnamuckan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable, mainly west 2 to 4, then veering north later, rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles, west 5 or 6, backing south or southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, rain or showers, but becoming fair for a time, mainly good, but occasionally poor at first and again later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Darren. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 3rd of September. Good morning, this is News Briefing with Caroline Nicholls. The UK's chief rabbi condemns the government's decision to block some arms exports to Israel. Analysis by BBC News lays bare the decline of council-run libraries across the UK. In business, Hewlett-Packard confirms it will continue to pursue billions of pounds from the estate of Mike Lynch. And in sport, Jack Draper becomes the first British men's tennis player since Andy Murray to reach the quarterfinals of the US Open. The UK's chief rabbi, Sir Ephraim Mervis, has said it beggars belief that the government has suspended some arms exports to Israel. The Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, told MPs yesterday there was a clear risk some British items might be used to commit acts in Gaza that violated international humanitarian law. Our political correspondent, Harry Farley, reports.
This announcement is more significant politically than militarily. The chief rabbi, Sir Ephraim Mervis, who criticised Labour under Jeremy Corbyn's leadership but has so far enjoyed a warmer relationship with Keir Starmer, said the announcement would serve to encourage our shared enemies. He said it came at a time when Israel was fighting a war for its very survival on seven fronts. The Conservatives' shadow Foreign Secretary Andrew Mitchell said the government's explanation for its decision has all the appearance of something designed to satisfy Labour's backbenchers while at the same time not offending Israel.
Scotland's finance secretary Shona Robison is expected to announce hundreds of millions of pounds in cuts to public spending for the current financial year. She'll blame cuts imposed by Westminster, but Labour has accused the SNP of incompetence. Analysis by BBC News has found that councils across the UK have stopped running more than 180 libraries in the past 7 years. More than 900 libraries have seen their opening hours reduced. The government says any change to library services must be communicated and consulted on by local authorities. The former Children's Laureate, Michael Rosen, says the figures are horrifying.
I just feel so sad and angry that this wonderful facility that we've had and perhaps taken for granted has been eroded. This seems to me to be like a decimation of our cultural entitlement. If you take away libraries, if you take away the hours that people have access to, you are hurting people. It's like an act of cruelty.
The Home Office is to hold a meeting with technology companies and manufacturers to examine ways to reduce thefts of mobile phones. They'll consider how to make it easier and quicker to disable a device permanently, so stolen phones are harder to sell. The Crime Survey for England and Wales estimates 78,000 people in the past year had phones or bags snatched from them on the street. Five more seabirds have been added to the UK's red list of birds which are most at risk. Campaigners have warned that seabirds, such as the great black-backed gull and the Arctic tern,